Now you're getting it. And the bullet came to rest at the base of Avalon's skull. Exactly. At the base of the skull, as in a downward trajectory. As in, how can a 4'10" boy shoot down at a 5'6" woman? Who was not on her knees, Quincy filled in for her, considering how the body fell. Rainey nodded angrily. So, there you have it. At this point, it looks like there's something rotten in Denmark. At the very least, it's doubtful that Danny killed Melissa Avalon, which also raises questions about Sally and Alice. There was probably someone else present, and a murder weapon we have yet to identify. Yep. A murder weapon we have yet to identify, and a motive. Why Melissa Avalon? I can't get it out of my head. Why young, beautiful Miss Avalon? And now you're building the new theory of the case. Since I'm primary officer, I thought I'd give it a shot. Rainey? Can I make your day? By all means, give it a whirl. I have a 1:30 appointment with Richard Mann to ask him about Danny O'Grady. Come with me, Rainey. I'll be good cop, you be bad cop. Together we'll ambush him. A feral gleam came into Rainey's eyes. The satisfaction in her face was enough to make him smile and unfurl something slow and tender in his chest. I get to be bad cop? You are the most qualified. Soup spag, I could kiss you. Promises, promises, he said lightly, and led his favorite law enforcer from the room.
This ends Disc 6.